Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Lloyd?
This is Lloyd Hansen.
Hey Lloyd, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Lloyd, I am one of the account managers who's going to be looking after your project for the publishing that you have signed up
Okay.
for Penguin Book Writers. So I just wanted to understand a bit about your book and what the book is about and what's the purpose of the book basically.
It's a Bible study book where in a year's time, 85% of the book will 85% of the Bible will be read, and I write commentary on the scripture of the day.
That sounds great. Perfect. And what was the main purpose of the book? Like what were you targeting when you were planning to write this book?
I'm targeting people that want to do a Bible study. I have on Facebook, I have 900 people that are following my daily post, and I want to increase that and have it so that they can have something in their hands to an on hand book to be able to read to see where things are going.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. I got your point. And I surely will be looking forward to your project. And could you please let me know that what exactly is the size of the book that you're targeting? Like what would be the size of the book?
Well, my daily posts are generally 10 pages long, so I was thinking of publishing it month by month, so it'd be approximately 300 pages. But
Okay.
this is at 14 points, so I'm not sure. It might be less if you put it at 12 point, but I like 14 point because that's easier to read.
Okay, sounds great. And you're planning to have like a published book as well, right? Apart from Facebook as well?
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
that sounds great. That sounds great. So what is the size that you're planning for the book to be of when you print it, when you publish it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble? What is the book size that you're targeting?
Come again. What does the book say? It
What would be
gives
the
you an
size of the book?
in-depth Oh, about 300 pages.
Okay, sounds great. So that would be
Two
the
hundred and
size of.
fifty. Two. Two.
Okay, so somewhere around like 250 to 300 pages, right?
Yes, right, yes.
Okay, sounds great. And what would be the size of the book, as in the dimensions? Because if we look at the pocket novels or the illustration book, those are somewhere around like 6x9. So would that be a 6x9 book or something bigger than that?
Probably a little bit larger than 6x9, more like 10x8.
Okay, more like 10x8. Okay, got that. Perfect. Sounds great. Sounds great. And you have completed your book already? Your book is completed right now, and you're only looking for publishing, right?
Yes, I have. I actually have 3 years worth of material on Facebook, and what I want to do is to take the material that I wrote in 2020 and publish it for 2024.
Okay, sounds great. So if I understood you correctly, you probably are compiling all the material that you posted on Facebook and you basically want to write a book on that, right? Sounds great. That sounds great. That's quite a wise move. I'll be looking forward to this. And you have all the material compiled or you're planning to compile it now and then move forward?
It's on Facebook. I haven't necessarily compiled it into one book, but I could easily do that.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. So how this is going to work is, Lloyd, you need to send us the published all the files that you have compiled on your end, like the manuscript of the book, the complete book. So once you send us the complete book and also the cover, and just want to inquire one more thing, have you designed the cover of your book as well, or that is something that you're planning to look forward to as well?
something that I would take guidance with.
Okay, I got your point.
By color, do you mean the cover or the pages?
No, the first page of the book, like the main cover. As in the title page?
The name of the book is God's Word for Today.
Okay, that sounds great.
But I've not necessarily developed a title page, although it would be easy because I do have a title page for every daily post, and I think that would probably just be the title page for the book.
Okay, perfect. I got your point. So basically, you're going to simply work on, basically, you have to finalize the book cover as well, right? As in, you have the title,
yep.
But you haven't worked on the cover. Got your point. Sounds great.
Right.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to your work. So let me guide you with what's going to happen next and how we're going to progress further. Do you have access to your email right now? Can you log into your email?
Yes.
Awesome. Can you please check your email? You might have gotten an email from Creative Design.
Okay. Say that again.
Email is going to be from Creative Design.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do you see that?
Just a second.
Sure. I'll walk
Let
you through
me
the
post. Get
Sure.
I don't see an email here.
Can you check your junk or spam folder? It might be there. The email is going to be from Steve Wilson, one of my coworkers.
Okay. That sounds good.
So you can let me know
the email. Creative Design Agency.
You got it. And now you'll be seeing an option which says to get started.
Okay.
Once you click on that, it's going to reroute you to a portal which we are going to be using to communicate with you. So that is a portal where we both would be coordinating and sending the attachments to each other, which is a lot more easier option. So can you click on that option which says to get started and create a password?
Okay. Will do.
Perfect. So can you do it right now so that I can walk you through the portal as well and you get no confused?
Sure.
Awesome.
Now,
I'm here with you.
I have two different people, Josh Baker and Steve Wilson.
Yes. So Steve Wilson is one of my coworkers who sent you the initial email, and I will be the one who is going to be assisting you with your project. So Steve basically works on creating or having these accounts logged into.
Okay. So you want me to click on Josh Baker?
Yep. You're going to be seeing an option which says to get started or to sign up. Are you able to view any of those options in the email?
I see Penguin Books Editing Service.
Yes, and do you see any option which says sign up or get started in that email that you got?
Get started. No, I don't see that. Let me look at the other one maybe.
Sure.
Oh, yes, there it is. Yes.
You got it.
Click on that?
Yep, click on that.
Okay.
Yep. Now it's going to reroute you to a browser window where you'll able to create a new password for your portal.
Okay.
Yep. You can let me know once you've created the password and you're logged in.
Yep.
You're in?
I'm logged in.
Bingo. And now once you're logged in.
Add a task.
Absolutely. So once it's where it says add a task, on the top panel, you'll be able to navigate to an option which says messages. Are you able to view that?
Okay. Yes.
Sounds great. So when you click on that messages, there's a thread which states welcome on board. Are you able to view that as well?
Penguin Book Editing Services?
Yep. So once you and are you able to view that welcome on board message as well on the top?
Okay.
So yep. You have to click on that welcome on board.
Okay.
And now you'll be able to review my message, which says, "Hello, Lloyd. Hope this email finds you well." Are you able to view that?
It says, "Hope the email finds you well." Yes. Well, welcome. Okay.
Awesome. You got it. You got it. So, Lloyd, basically, this is the portal that we both are going to be using to coordinate with each other.
Okay.
So, I will be sending you the files through this portal. You just have to keep on checking this portal so that we both coordinate with each other. So, now what I would be needing from your end is that I have sent you a questionnaire right now. You just have to fill that questionnaire form. When you scroll down below my name, you'll be able to view one of the questionnaire. Are you able to view that?
Is that the attachment?
Exactly, it's the attachment. So once you click on those three dots, you will be able to download the attachment.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep. So that is exactly how we're going to be coordinating with each other. I'm going to be sending you files or attachments from my end, and you're going to be reviewing it, and that is how we're going to be coordinating, as well as I'm going to be giving you calls when needed as well.
Okay.
Sounds great. Awesome. So what I need from your end is you would need to reply back to me with the initial form that I have sent to you. You just need to download that and fill it out. And also you need to submit me the compilation of the book that you have on your end. So once you have compiled the book, you can submit me the manuscript so that I can forward it to my team so that they can review it. And we'll look forward to the publishing part then.
Sounds good.
Awesome. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Lloyd. Is there any concern or anything that I can assist with you further?
Not at this point in time, no.
Awesome. Sounds great. You can always feel free to reach out to us, or you can always feel free to reply back to the same email, and I'll be responding to you on that.
Okay.
Thank you so much
Lloyd.
I'm really looking forward to work with you on this project. Take care and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.